I'm Alan Furst, and I'm a former Valley Visiting Professor, though I think that's still a current designation. Once you've been a Valley Visiting Professor, you are one for life. Well, my first association is really with Burt Valley many years ago. I started my scientific career in the mid to late 1960s, when the structures of proteins were first being solved by X-ray crystallography. I became interested in that, and Burt Valley was a very famous individual in those days for working on protein structure. I first met him in the early 1970s in a meeting in Riga. I was a very young scientist, and I spoke briefly to this rather important man, and he seemed friendly, and I liked him. And then I met him a few years later at a Gordon conference. And I was always very struck by something he said then in the middle of the meeting. He spoke about a subject which he called the entatic state. At the end of his talk, a young Australian got up, who was really rather naive, and said, "Entatic state, I think that's a load of bullshit." And Burt burst out laughing and said, "Young man, gut reaction is often correct." That had a lasting impression on me. So I knew his work over the years, and I was quite surprised to get an invitation from him some years back to become a Valley Visiting Professor. He'd always apparently followed my work and liked what I was doing and wanted me to work next to him in Peter Cowley's lab for a month. And I came over and had a very productive and enjoyable time working there.
And what do you think was the value of that professorship? Was it in terms of your research? Was it time? What did it give you and other people, that visiting professorship?
I think it's like all of these matters, it gives you a chance to meet people in related disciplines and have more extensive discussions with them, and then meet up with a group of people who have a connection, an international connection in science, and who have quite a broad interest in science. And I think it's very good for communications in general and encouraging young scientists. Burt wanted to foster international relations in science, and he's been very successful by doing things on a small scale. Usually things are attempted on a large scale, and they're often unsuccessful because they're too large. I think the great beauty of the Valley Foundation is that it's done on a smaller scale, and it's very effective, because it gets people involved, and the people it gets involved are usually good at networking as well. So it spreads out quite importantly.
So you met him quite early on in your career, and then you knew him obviously later in his life. You said when you met him, first of all in the early 70s, that he was an important man then. Did he maintain that sense of importance, do you think, in the field and for you?
What he did retain was a vitality and an enthusiasm you expected of a young scientist. So whatever, he was close to 90 when I met him, but he was just as keen to see a project through and get his work propagated as he did when he was younger.
I've heard already various descriptions of, he didn't suffer fools gladly, I think is perhaps the polite way of putting it. Have you got any particular recollections or memories of incidents or stories that would suggest what sort of personality, what sort of a man he was?
Well, I think it was the story I just told you about he, even though this young scientist was really quite rude to him, he saw the funny side of it and actually has tried to be very nice to that young scientist by not putting him down, but by saying, "Look, well, you might be correct, young man." So I think he had a tolerance of youth. I'd never seen him in action with not tolerating fools gladly, perhaps because he didn't consider me one, so I never saw that side of him.
I'm sure that was the case. I want to just hear more about the foundation. It's been going formally since 1996, so almost 20 years now. How have you seen it develop over those years?
Oh, it's developed really very seriously in recent years. When I first came here, it would have a meeting, and then the speakers would be chosen from the VVPs. And so the program was quite diverse, and depending on who turned up. Now it's become very structured. It's more outgoing. Another way it's changed is that it's really trying to look after younger scientists, whereas in the past it looked after well-established people of great reputation. Now it's going in at the bottom and looking for young people.
So there's a sense of mentoring going on.
Oh, yes, definitely.
What about the international aspect of it? That seems to be important too.
No, Bert was always international. He loved his relationships, I know, in the UK, and he had good friends in Sweden and elsewhere, and he liked fostering those interactions. And again, that's a major part of the Valley Foundation today.
Now, with the work that you've done and the position that you hold in Cambridge, and I'm sure that you are a member of all sorts of scientific committees and associated with various foundations, how does the Valley Foundation fit into the world of other scientific foundations?
It's very different. It has loyal members who've worked with Bert for many years. They know what he liked and what he wanted to do, and they've kept that spirit going. It's not like many international organisations where people come and go and they have a particular flavour at any one time. But Valley Foundation is something which is quite unique.
How would you like to see the foundation progress?
Well, at the moment it's being run by people who've known Bert for many years, as I said. So eventually we need a new generation to take over and keep those ideals going. They'll be schooled in seeing what is happening now, and they'll pass on the spirit.
I also have heard this morning that that he was a bon viveur. Did you have any experience of that?
Oh, in the few occasions where I had the pleasure of dining with him, yes, he was. And I do appreciate that myself.
So he liked to really be serious about his work, but also enjoy the occasions when scientists came together.
Yes, that's a very important thing to do. Science is good fun. It's hard work. It's usually not very well paid, at least in Europe. And so it's important to really enjoy what you're doing. And you can have a wonderful life being a scientist, and getting together with them and having a good time is all part of it.
So that seems to be what Bert had seen, that there wasn't a group or a place or a forum for scientists to both explore their work together and also have some fun together.
Yes. It's very important for scientists to have fun together. Bert had a really rather grand vision of what science and scientists should be like. And it's something I really appreciate, that science should be fun in itself, everyone should enjoy doing it, and scientists should get together and have fun discussing science and doing things together. And Bert was definitely a catalyst for that.